Albillo Real has deep roots across Madrid. Historically, La Castellana was planted with Albillo vines, and the grapes were often eaten fresh. It's one of the hardest varieties to find outside Spain, as it is a native white with modest yields. In 1999, Las Moradas de San Martín set out to revive the variety, with around 90% of the vineyard lost, to produce our Albillo Real Eco, a vegan, organic white wine made with minimal intervention. Follow the path to the right, passing pines, holm oaks, and granite outcrops, heading towards plots 3 and 4. You'll notice that the soils are very sandy. They derive from the weathering of granites, gneisses, vein rocks, adamolites, and arkoses, an identity that shapes a unique wine profile enhanced by the Mediterranean continental climate of this upland plateau. Northwesterly winds are frequent here, and the average annual rainfall is between 470 and 540 millimeters. These conditions all come together to make the estate truly distinctive. Our vines are rooted in poor, sandy granite soils and can withstand sharp temperature swings, which are key to grape quality. Their traditional dry-farmed goblet training with a low trunk allows the summer canopy to act as a parasol, creating a cooler microclimate and reducing direct sunlight while making the most of scarce summer water. Continue walking until you're surrounded by vines. To your right is plot 3, Los Corzos. To your left is plot 4, Camino. You are now at the heart of the estate. You might not see roe deer at this point, but you may spot their tracks. Los Corzos, which is planted with around 50-year-old red garnacha vines, is their favorite patch. They feed on the tender shoots and leaves, so it's common to find them wandering the vineyards. Deer, wild boar, squirrels, rabbits, and weasels also live here. On our left is Camino, another red garnacha vineyard, around 20 years old, which borders the rest of the estate and will remain visible for much of the visit. Continue to the next junction towards plot number 6. Follow the signs there to the next stop, where you will find a barrel beneath our century-old holm oak.